We're truly looking forward to the rest of our assembly. And all of us want our families to be havens of peace and refreshment. But how can this be achieved? The following four-part symposium will discuss how family members can imitate Jehovah's cardinal attributes. The symposium is entitled, Imitate God in Your Family. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. So please give your attention now to Brother Frank Torkia as he develops the theme, Imitate God in Your Family, Upholding Justice Consistently.
So we all know that the family arrangement was instituted by Jehovah himself. So why was that? Well, the family arrangement, what it really is a reflection of a Jehovah heavenly family. So you can see why it's important then. Now, we know that the family is the basic unit of a Christian society. In fact, if in your congregation you have strong families, well, what is the result of that? Strong families will make strong congregations. So you see why it's important to make sure about our families. So that's what we're going to consider now with the talk a little bit. But in order to be successful, because we all want to be successful, isn't it? Is anybody here that doesn't want to? Well, I'm sure we all do. We want to be happy with our family. We want to be successful. However, there is one important thing that we must do in the family arrangement, and that is imitate Jehovah's justice. Oh, imitating Jehovah's justice. You may think, yes, justice, punishment. Well, if you thought of that, you're wrong. So that's what I thought at the very beginning, justice. No, it's not. So what is justice then in Jehovah's arrangement? Well, we have a definition of justice here, and it is doing what is righteous. Hey, that's important. Doing what is righteous, doing what is proper, and doing what is fair. So that changes. We didn't say punishment is doing what is righteous, proper, and fair. Now, how does Jehovah feel when we are obedient to the command? How does he feel? Well, let's find the answer here in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 24. So we read this together, Jeremiah chapter 9. And verse 24. So there we read, but let the one boasting boast about this, that he has insight and knowledge of me, that I'm Jehovah, the one showing loyal love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. So notice what it says here at the end of the verse. It says, for in those things I take delight, declares Jehovah. So you see how Jehovah feels when we apply his justice in our family arrangement? He says he finds delights. So isn't that a valid reason then to do so? Well, that is. But there is more into that. Because if we exercise this justice, not our justice, but God's justice, well, it is also beneficial for us. So let's examine now how it would be beneficial for us. You see, God, the standard of righteousness, well, it requires that, remember where we say we have to be fair. So are we fair to each other in the family arrangement? Well, I tell you a little thing that happened to me when I was young, and you see why we need a proper understanding of what is fair. You see, one day I was with my dad. I was about 7 or 8, and we went by this store. Oh, those little bikes, you know, they were shining. I sat on one of it, and guess what? I thought, to be fair, I needed a bike. And my dad couldn't afford. I had a good dad, but he couldn't afford the bike. So the problem was I did cry for about 3 or 4 hours because I was saying, that's not fair. But who was not fair? It was me. Well, that was the judgment of a 70-year-old boy. I didn't know about God's justice, so I misapply by saying, oh, well, this is not fair. And if you raise the children, you heard that word a lot. It's not fair. It's not fair. But, you know, we grow out of it because now we learn the truth, we understand the Jehovah's justice. So let's look at some example here. Well, it would be unfair for the husband or the wife to compare you with somebody else. That's unfair. We cannot compare our wives with somebody else or our husbands. And that includes fantasizing by means of pornography. You know, in the world it's very common. That's what they do. And they watch pornography and they compare their mate. But let me tell you, once you watch for 2-3 hours, now you ask them to go and prepare supper for you. Are they going to do that? It's a fantasy. It doesn't exist. You see, the one that is going to prepare your supper is your wife. The one that is going to help you is your husband. So what does the Bible say? It says rejoice with the wife or the husband of your youth. It will be also unjust for many people to form improper attachment with somebody else, whether that is in the world or in the congregation. You see, it may start with innocent, like you don't think much of it, but you go one day, you'd go 2 days, and you start having feelings. So it would be unjust. And remember, Jehovah's justice is doing what is righteous, proper, and fair. So we wouldn't do things like that, compare our mates with somebody else or form improper attachment. And when it comes to our children, well, it is not fair to withhold from our children, the attention and care that they deserve. So we all know that sometimes we have conflicts that arise in the family arrangement. Maybe not with you, but I think it does happen sometimes. There are conflicts. So what Jehovah's justice, how does it help us? What are we going to do with Jehovah's justice? Well, let's go to the book of James, and we got the answer there. So James 2 and 13. Okay, so remember there are conflicts that arise sometime, and here in verse 13 it says, for the one who does not practice mercy will have his judgment without mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So you can see here that if conflicts arise, well, we have to be merciful. That's what Jehovah's justice requires from us to do. So it's not always my way. You see, justice requires that we are merciful. So we are not demanding things. And we know that sometimes there are differences with finances. Well, maybe inheritance, relationships, and so how Jehovah Justice helps us in those situations? Well, simply, it helps us because we avoid being selfish and greed. Is that easy to do? Well, you know, we were born with a certain amount of selfishness. If we are not careful, especially when money is involved, then we could really start to be selfish. So Jehovah's Justice, then, he helps us not to be selfish. And we also know that we want to avoid having a double standard in the family arrangement. What is good for me is good for the rest of the family. What is bad for the rest of the family is also bad for me. So there is no double standard. So if we apply those good suggestions here, if we apply God's justice, what do we expect to find in the family arrangement? Well, let's look at wives first. What wives do expect to have in the family arrangement? Well, Proverbs 31 and 28. So this is not being selfish. A family that applies Jehovah's justice, wives will expect to find this in their family arrangement, which is Proverbs 31, and we're going to read verse 28. So her children rise up and declare her happy. Her husband rise up and praises her. So what a wife expects? Well, she expects to have love, honor, and to be treated as a precious partner. So isn't that nice to have in the family arrangement? And then what about husbands? Well, what do they expect? Well, husbands, they expect to be respected while they exercise loving headship. What about the children? What children should have in the family arrangement? Well, they should be able to grow up in this family arrangement and become responsible adults. So, brothers and sisters, then, exercising Jehovah's justice, it means that we will not demand more than family members, than what they can reasonably do. Now, it's true, we want them to do what they can, right? But we don't demand more. That's what Jehovah's Justice is all about. And so we're going to have a soliloquy now, and please pay attention here, because we have a brother that, he's thinking about, he has a good wife, and he's thinking about her health limitations. And what he's going to do? Well, he's going to look for ways how he can help.
How can I help my dear wife? Mary's been through so much lately, and these last few months have been hard on her. Her arthritis is really taking a toll on her mobility. She can't get around like she used to. She has so much less energy, and her fatigue, it seems to be constant. I can sense that Mary is close to losing her joy and her courage. It's amazing that she still manages our family of four while caring for her aging parents. And she hasn't missed a beat in the field ministry and congregation activities. But I can tell, she is struggling. How much longer can she do it all? What more can I do to assist? The other day when I was perusing the research guide for Jehovah's Witnesses, I was so encouraged by the article, Cultivate Reasonable Expectations and Be Joyful, in the July 15, 2008 Watchtower. It was under the subject of the section Christian Life, and the subject was balance and reasonableness. That information was so refreshing. what great lessons we could apply to our situation. We've all been struggling just to maintain our normal pace, but it's been so much harder for my dear Mary. It would probably be good if on her bad days, we all just stayed home and did more of the chores and other jobs around the house. I'm sure the kids would be happy to help, and it would be good for all of us, but especially for Mary. I am determined to make sure that she doesn't become discouraged and overwhelmed. Mary deserves my compassion, support, and loving assistance.
So, brothers and sisters, then always remember, yes, we imitate Jehovah's justice, but justice is a manifestation of Jehovah's love. So the question here at the end of the outline says, do you love your family? Well, I'm sure the answer is yes. We all love our families. So if we do so, then let us exercise justice, Jehovah's justice, not our own, consistently in our home, and we will see that our family will get the blessing, it will have love, peace, and prosperity in the family arrangement.